USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congress returning to work today after a long, late summer recess. Democrats are expected to restart their pressure on the Republican-led Senate to take action on gun reform proposals after a rash of deadly mass shootings. The Taliban says President Trump's decision to call off Sunday peace talks at Camp David will lead to more losses for the United States. Many Republicans say the talks never should have been planned for Camp David. Some Democrats, like this one, U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, say the president shouldn't be negotiating on his own.
He seems to think that he and he alone individually can negotiate with Kim Jong-un in North Korea, with Xi Jinping in China, or in this case with the Taliban. I'm concerned that our president isn't listening to his generals, to his diplomats, to the intelligence community.
This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A search will resume shortly for four missing crew members after a massive 600-foot cargo ship, the Golden Ray, which was transporting cars and headed for Baltimore, capsized near a major port in Georgia early yesterday. Captain John Reed of the Coast Guard says,
"Once salvage professionals have determined the vessel to be stable, we will identify the best option to continue our rescue efforts for the four crew members who remain on board."
20 people were rescued from the vessel. The government of the Bahamas insisting it's not covering up the number of dead from Hurricane Dorian. The massive storm devastated the islands over 2 days, killing at least 43 people, according to officials who say the number will certainly be going higher as hundreds and maybe thousands of people remain missing. The Patriots opening defense of their Super Bowl title by pounding the Steelers 33-3 in Foxborough last night. Tom Brady passed for 341 yards. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Purdue Pharma is expected to file for bankruptcy. Two state attorneys general on Saturday saying that the big drug company is expected to file for bankruptcy protection now that the settlement talks over its role in the nation's opioid crisis have hit a snag. Purdue and its owners have offered to settle about 2,000 lawsuits against the company for $10 to $12 billion. The attorneys general of Tennessee and North Carolina, though, say the talks have stalled on how to distribute the money. The AGs say Purdue's owners have rejected two proposals and are refusing to offer any additional solutions. Antitrust investigations into Google and Facebook are expected to formally launch this week. Around 40 attorneys general will be at a news conference outside the U.S. Supreme Court later today to make the announcement. The investigation will look into whether these large companies squeeze out competition when it comes to digital advertising, information markets, and consumer choice. The probe will also look into how the tech giants handle privacy issues. The bipartisan state-led effort will reportedly complement some federal investigations that are already underway. And the latest movie about Batman's archenemy is the big winner at the Venice Film Festival. The Joker was the winner of the top Golden Lion Prize in Venice, the world's oldest film festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.